This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This Monday evening at the Broad Theater in Santa Monica, California, KCRW will host a public forum examining violence in our society. Three experts will join me as we look at the biology and genetics to see if violent people are conceived or created. Do genes play a role? And what is the role of the hormone testosterone? And we will look to see what role the environment plays. What role do peers play, and television, and lyrics in medicine? We will also look at whether we can change a violent person's behavior. Our amazing guests include James Fallon, a neurobiologist, Gail White, a psychologist, and Skip Townsend, a community activist. Are societies today more violent than they have been in the past? And does evolution select for more violent people? 100,000 years ago, small communities that could work together and engage in constructive violence, say to capture food or fight off bad guys, had a distinct survival advantage. Adults who survived were able to reproduce and pass along their genes. But today, those same violent behaviors offer no survival advantage. While we humans certainly rank amongst the most violent of all species, we also rank amongst the most altruistic and empathetic. In theory, our large brains give most of us the ability to override any innate desire to be violent. But it seems that passion and emotion can often override intellect. And of course, in the end, the 3-pound organ we call the brain, consisting of 100 billion neurons, mediates all human behavior. But the brain is a product of both our genetic makeup and our developmental experiences. We know a bit about the powerful role that environment can play, particularly what we call adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs. Each year in the United States alone, over 5 million children are directly exposed to violence, mostly physical abuse or domestic violence. The impact of these various forms of violence on children and adolescents is complex. The famous ACEs study involved 17,000 people. It looked at the impact of having a parent in jail, having them involved in a divorce, or having them use drugs or alcohol, or having them be involved in violent behaviors, or having them have mental illness. All of these things led not only to children who grew up to have emotional and mental health problems, but also to kids that had serious medical problems as they became adults, things like heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. Clearly, violence is a complex behavior, but it seems clear that developmental experiences, traumatic or nurturing, play a large role in brain development. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes, and I hope to see you Monday night for an evening of Second Opinions.